or so, or is it just the way teams are playing?
Well, look, the last game we played certainly was a little bit more of a commitment to take that away. I mean, it varies by game. Sometimes, I think to some degree, our third down numbers not being as good as they've been limit, you know, the amount of attempts you have and your yards per carry. But look, each week, though, that's a focal point. And each week, that's something we think is important to us winning.
Hey, Sean, go ahead.
Coach, the decision to elevate Woodrow Hamilton from the practice squad to the active roster, what did you like out of him over these last couple of months of watching him?
Well, you're at this stretch of the season where, number one, we know he's in good football shape. He is someone that's strong. And for us, we felt like it was the best fit in moving him up. Obviously, you want to be as healthy as you can, and you know, as you look at the magnets, we've had a lot of guys go to IR, but he's someone that has done a good job, and you know, we think can fill a role.
Coach, just how important has Senio Calamente been, and just what his role with the team has been this year?
Yeah, I think extremely important and probably understated oftentimes. You know, his versatility, even in prior years, I mean, he's played at tackle for us, he's played at guard and center. He's a great teammate, and I think a good football player, too. You know, he's played a lot of snaps this year, and, you know, obviously we'll be starting to guard, and, you know, I think that he's played real well for us.
Sean, what if anything about this game reminds you of the 2009 playoff matchup?
Nothing. I mean, it's entirely two different teams, different schemes, different offenses. I mean, there's nothing.
And, I mean, at any point this week, because you have so many young guys, will you do anything to remind them about that game?
Say that again.
Because you have so many young guys, will you do anything to remind them about that game, or is the focus solely on this matchup?
About that 09 game?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Sean, when you and Mike Zimmer were on the Cowboys staff together, did you spend much time either in season or out of season kind of comparing offense versus defense notes and picking each other's brains?
Well, listen, he and I have had a great relationship, and shoot, we lived, I'd say, probably a mile and a half, 2 miles from each other there, and did a lot of things together. Our families, you know, his daughter's babysat, my two children. You know, and so for a period of 3 years for me, Mike was there longer, but the whole time I was there, we were good friends, still are, and we talk all the time about football. You know, there are certain things that he might come in and draw up on the board, or I'd go in and see him about. It's pretty common, but our families were close, and he's to this day is still a good friend.
I know he mentioned you would play golf sometimes. Was that pretty cool?
A lot. No, we were professional driving range partners. I lived in Timiron. He lived, a half a mile away. And so we would, you know, we were frustrated golfers, I would say. But we enjoyed the same things. We enjoyed football, you know, our families and golf. And holy cow, you know, we did a lot of things together. And his, like I said, his daughters were great too, Megan and Connor. And then when Adam finished college, you know, I hired him here. It was close to Adam, and his career got started, and I just we're close friends.
And he had a great line yesterday when asked about the difference in your personality. And he just said, he's more outgoing than me, and then left an awkward pause afterward. What would you say?
Well, listen, we're both from, the other thing is we're both from Illinois, and his father was a legendary high school coach there, and if you met his dad, you'd meet young Mike, and you'd meet young Adam, and but we got along, we still do well, and he's done a great job there, and it's not surprising at all. I mean, the film we've been watching this week, and you know, he's such a technician, such a teacher, and I've seen him do that, and he's done such a great job with that team, as well as the defense and the offense and the staff, and he's a football coach, and you know, they present a huge challenge in a lot of areas this week, and you know, we're going to have to play extremely well. Thanks.
You know that ad where Mike is writing on the chalkboard? Have you seen that
one? Say that again.
There's an ad with Mike Zimmer writing on the chalkboard over and over again that he'll be nicer to the officials and gives kind of a look to the camera. You haven't seen that one?
Right. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I was just wondering how much he thought that really fit his personality or...
The thing about Mike is he's, I think, on the field and with his team, he'll shoot you straight. He's demanding. You know, I think there was probably, you know, look, when we were all working there in Dallas under Bill, you know, there's that feeling as you're all getting, hammered by Bill, there's that collective, like, you got to be close with each other if just for any other reason to survive, and so misery loves company, I guess, sometimes, and but we'd all have our moments, you know. One, if it was Zim one day, then I would probably doodle on my pad that said, probably just say, better him than me today, you know, and then if it was me, I'm sure Zim would be doodling the same thing. But we learned a lot, and I, you know, I think I know Mike has a good relationship, still stays in touch, and I do as well, and so this would probably be a tough game for Bill.
Switching gears to Cam Jordan, I wonder, what do you make of the way he injects his personality kind of into his game and how he manages his position group, from using the speed bump metaphor to sending his namesake wine to opposing quarterbacks, stuff like that?
I mean, it's just, That's Cam's personality from the beginning. You know what I mean? I think that I think he's gregarious. He's someone that's funny, and he's I don't think outspoken is the right word. I think he's humorous, and I think he genuinely you know, enjoys what he does, and I think that's just how it's expressed, and I don't mean, outside of that, I'm glad he's on our team.
Hey, Coach, you get a lot of contributions, obviously, from your rookie class, but what about your undrafted free agents, specifically Justin Hardy and Trey Edmonds?
Those are two players that have played a lot of snaps, and I would agree with you, and I think that there's a value if they can get on the field and play in the kicking game. And, you know, we say it every year, you kind of give that speech to the rookie class. You know, the first way to make this team is in the kicking game, special team units, and those guys have certainly done that.
Sean, how much has Ramczyk grown since, the beginning of the season? And how,
I think significantly.
How,
yeah, I think significantly. I think you know, thrown into fire over on the left side. We're seeing some of the tape, and he battled hard and played well at times, and at other times, but I think he is settled in and is playing extremely good football right now.
And then just overall, what are the challenges blocking that front four for the Vikings?
Well, I think it's the front four, and then the challenges on third down exist when it becomes the potential of 8 or 7. you know, they do a good job, you know, in their third downs of disguising blitz looks, creating, you know, am I going this way or that way? And then when you compile that, when you put that together with the noise element, the communication element, you see, you know, unblocked guys hitting the quarterback and the ball not getting off or the ball getting fumbled or, you know, and so their third down numbers are first in the league defensively. They can get pressure with four. They do. I think just to get off, you know, on your edges when you're playing in loud environments on the road, you know, that just that half a tick, I think that's going to be real important. All right, thanks, guys.